Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Martinez moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Martinez moves to third. McGraw moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. McGraw scores. Gosger moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hodges settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hodges. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ayala strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. May reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn strikes out. One out. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Martinez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ayala hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0 for 2 in the game. Citino hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Theodore pinch hits for Tug McGraw. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Griffin Martinez moves to second. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. May reaches second base with a double. Rader moves to third. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Milt May. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader scores. Howard moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Johnson now catching. Ramon de los Santos now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. De Los Santos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0 for 3 in the game. Cittino strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Watson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ayala takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ayala moves to second. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez is walked intentionally. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. Ayala scores. Martinez moves to third. Parker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gosger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Ramon de los Santos. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.